Hard to believe, but the intense cold weather in Sudbury on Friday pushed back a few of those pond hockey games that are part of the annual local tournament, Pond Hockey on the Rock. The event is being played this weekend at one indoor rink and two municipal playground rinks for those hardcore amateur hockey players who can't stay away from the game. Dan Denoble, one of the tournament organizers, said the decision to push back a few games was a last-minute thing Friday night because of the warning posted by Environment Canada. So, Friday night was tough, and with the weather warning going on, we decided to push everything until today, Saturday. So all the teams, all of our volunteers kind of rallied, we adjusted and kept it going. So it makes it a little bit busier today. But you know what, so far things are going awesome. Everyone's getting their games in. And so if everything holds, we're still gonna be able to get it all done. It's just in a different way, said Denoble. He added that regardless of the weather, the sponsors and the volunteers came through and that means a lot. So it's shaping up to be a very successful weekend. We have lots of volunteers helping out in all various roles. So no one here this weekend has taken a paycheck. It's all volunteer, so it's pretty unique. It's a pretty awesome festival. Pond Hockey on the Rock is a charity event with proceeds directed towards Camp Quality Northern Ontario, a camp for Northern Ontario children affected by cancer and also for the Northern Ontario families of children with cancer. And as much as everyone is pleased to support the charities, Denoble said many of the players take a special pride in the bragging rights of taking part in the tournament and being able to win a couple of games. Yes, we'll have winners of the divisions, but at the end of the day, everyone's here just to have a good time and get out and enjoy the outdoors. But you know the score in the end doesn't matter as much as the cuz, I guess. Many of the teams are co-ed with the women players hitting the ice and slamming their sticks as hard as anyone else. Denoble said he was pleased to see 30 teams in all, which included a few out-of-town teams. In past years, the games were played on the ice of Ramsey Lake in Sudbury, but the contractor who did that work was unable to do it this year. Denoble was philosophical about that. Hey, hockey is hockey, right?